This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Patriots Monday after a loss to the Miami Dolphins. We are at Gillette Stadium. You can talk about that loss and about what Gerard Mayo just said about it all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We got to get to the news eventually. Nuggets, though?
Courtney's was, I think, the biggest nugget of it all when she asked that question. How'd you say it, whether or not...
Is he going to figure out if he's going to go with Drake or Kobe?
Is he still a chance that we could see Drake?
Well, I said, when this week will you know?
Right. And he kind of was like, we still got to look at the tape. Normally, he would be like, oh, Jacoby's our guy.
He did that over and over, especially after the Bengals win. He was here saying that it is Drake May Sunday.
You think so?
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
They got to change a lot, and I like the guy personally. Gerard Mayo is awesome to us. He was very kind to me when he had a show for Pudge. I mean, couldn't be nicer.
Yeah.
I would not have said we got to wait for the answer on Peppers may be – it's already in the Herald reporting where he says, you know, we don't know all the facts.
Yeah.
If you got a phone call first, which is what, or I don't know what the order was, but he heard from him directly.
Yeah.
If this is not another guy. And
no, I mean, there are people definitely whispering about it, and it happens all the time. And so I guess we'll wait until we see or hear from the police. But it's not, the whispers
are not good.
Are not good.
Right. So but wait, because we know how that tends to go.
But it's Gerard Mayo has been put in a really crummy situation. But I think the only way forward where you can remain utilizing an approach where we're doing what's in the best interest of the team is you've exhausted Jacoby Brissett. I think Jacoby Brissett would even be okay to get some rest and to heal this.
He must be hurting.
I can't imagine how he feels this morning.
Yeah.
So I feel like it'll be Drake May. It starts Sunday. You'll do it against the team that you were most compared to in the offseason.
Uh-huh.
Young, successful linebacker as a head coach with a young quarterback. They were able to take the Texans from nowhere to the playoffs.
See, I want to believe that, but he also did say about the offensive line and Jacoby Brissett getting beat up so much. He said that, and then that makes me think, like, are they still a little too nervous to put this kid in?
You're getting confused with the nationally renowned barbecue champion, Jacoby Brissett.
Yes.
That's a different guy.
I know. All right, I need to go back to Nashville and get some brisket.
Can we finally get to news?
Please.
Some of it, please.
It's time for...
I grew up understanding the children of the community are the children of the community.
The news.
And I am not lying to you that I would make so many greens that I'd need to wash them in the bathtub.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Yeah. Oh, Wallace Wally Amos. Famous Amos.
Famous Amos.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health. With 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
On WEEI.
With our youth when it comes to football, because a fight between parents at a Saugus youth football game yesterday morning led to the game being canceled. Five or six parents from Saugus and Salem got into it. One woman.
I would take, no disrespect to Salem, I would take the Saugus parents all day long.
All day long.
All day long in that one.
Yeah.
A rough upbringing there.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking like...
On Route 1.
Yeah.
Let me just finish my sentence. What? Yes?
No, I was going to say some of the Saugus people come from Revere.
That's okay. All right.
I mean, you did pause, so...
pausing. Yep.
I took a breath.
Yeah.
One woman was treated for her injuries. No arrests were made.
What was the age group for the kids?
Youth football, they're saying.
Sick losers.
Yeah.
God in heaven.
We can hear from one football dad, Chukwuma Walhua, on NBC 10.
I feel like this is happening because my boys, they're half black, to be honest, flat out. I'm going to beat around the bush. I'm being profiled. That's flat out what it is. Because other parents be in the stands cheering, there's no problems.
Oh.
Well, I would assume that the law firm of J. Charles Wiggins is available if you need representation,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, be careful, man. Okay. I guess it depends on where you play. When there's not a lot of other black faces, you might want to be careful.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
What started out as a tropical storm turned into a hurricane yesterday and is now on the way. Depending on the path it takes, it may affect some of the areas that were affected by Hurricane Helene. It's going to be called Hurricane Milton. It's headed towards Florida's west coast, with Ron DeSantis declaring a state of emergency for 51 counties. The expected touchdown day for that area is Wednesday.
All right. So, well, that's awful for those people who have already been through it and are still trying to get help and stuff that they need.
Yeah.
It's really bad, although I did just see the only optimistic modeling that has been existing is that there has been some showing that there will be some weakening of the hurricane before it reaches landfall.
Yes.
So if that's the case, I mean, that area, we drove there last year, or not even last year, a couple months ago when we went to Sanibel, they were just finishing rebuilding from last year's storms. If that area gets hit again, it'd be really rough.
Normally spot on when it comes to your forecasting, but you may have missed it a little on the hurricane season. I mean, it's ratcheting up a little bit here.
Okay, well, it ends in November, and I would also add that they said every word, so like it begins in A, right? Yep. Now we're at M.
Yeah.
Prior, so how many letters are after M in the alphabet? Like half, right?
Yeah, probably half, 13 or something like that.
So they said we would run out of letters in the alphabet.
That's not happening.
So
you're saying yes.
Yep, so I was right. They were wrong.
I did read today that there's like three hurricanes in the Atlantic for the first time ever.
Oh, boy.
That's not the first time ever, and they're all not reaching the United States. The only one that's here is in the Gulf of Mexico, which is Mexican.
I saw Reiner say that yesterday.
Okay.
By the way, Reiner's daughter, how perfect is this? He was posting on social media. She goes to college in San Diego, which is so funny. The one place that you don't need a weatherman.
The new head of state police spoke after being sworn in on Friday morning. Gregory Noble said he will aggressively address the troubling challenges facing his now agency. Here's a bit of what he had to say on BZ.
On the issues that I raise, I will work collectively with the command staff, with the staff from EOPS, and we will aggressively address the challenges that we see. I'm excited about the future, and we will build it together. I am committed to leading this department with integrity.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Yeah. Go get them.
And Clapback in the Twitch chat wants to know why that was funny. Because San Diego is a city that's always 72 and sunny.
Oh, yes.
Follow along.
Yep.
Clapback.
Let's get to a very creepy story.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put a camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
Michael Johnson, a 28-year-old man in Arizona, was arrested after being caught in a car wash. I believe Jonathan has the surveillance video of this going down. He was hiding under cars while women were vacuuming their own cars so that he could take a gander at their feet. Guy has a bit of a foot fetish.
It's disgusting, but very creative.
Yes.
I mean, who would think that you go to a car wash and you're able to catch surreptitious footage of somebody's feet.
Stinky feet.
Yeah. That is so weird.
What I don't understand is at a car wash, they're all in shoes. Like, wouldn't you want to be somewhere where you're getting the full arch?
He might like it in the shoes.
Yeah, you're right.
Greg wearing flip-flops.
I have no idea.
That is true. He has been charged with voyeurism and disorderly conduct.
Okay.
No shock here. Not the first time that this guy's been charged with such things.
Yeah.
Here's an employee from the car wash.
Going through the video footage, I watched it happen. She was already in the process of calling the cops. There's no way he's coming back for a third time. He keeps walking back and forth, and you'll see him do that. He's watching to see what she's doing. When we talk to her, she's in the back seat vacuuming her car on that driver's side, and he slips up underneath that front tire. He was out underneath the vehicle for about 5 to 6 minutes, I want to say, and then he slips out and goes to this back passenger tire and is like trying to fiddle with it, making it seem like he's there the entire time.
That is so gross.
How do they know it's a foot thing though and not like upskirting?
That is true,
because he could have been getting a
Are you thinking like he's giving feet people a bad name?
Yeah.
But if he's far away from her, maybe he's just zooming to be hard to upskirt, right?
Really beautiful feet.
Yeah, well.
All right. What else?
What penalty was less effective? The Wes Welker benching for a series or Ramondre Stevenson for like two carries?
Well, at least Welker got like a series.
I know, that's
a good,
true.
A good series.
Cost him the game.
We now know what doomed Red Lobster after they had to close several restaurants and file for Chapter 11. Here's new CEO, 35-year-old. He's only 35 years old, Danola Adenakun.
There were certainly big mistakes made over the last few years. When you have endless shrimp and people are coming in and sitting down at the table and eating for hours as much shrimp as they possibly can,
Yeah. You
stress out the kitchen, you stress out the servers, you stress out the host, people can't get a table. It creates a lot of chaos, and you saw a lot of that. Food quality is very good at Red Lobster. It has been since its inception. Now, the menu has gotten too big, so we're going to reduce the menu, but in a very intelligent way. There's 545 restaurants, so fixing every broken HVAC and every torn carpet and every chair that needs replacing will take time, but the impact should be felt right away.
So bottomless shrimp.
Yeah. Oh, it was the endless shrimp that ruined the restaurant.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Sitting for hours on hours, people sitting there trying to eat as much shrimp as they can.
Yeah, that's kind of a crazy thing to order, though. Could you really eat that much shrimp?
I guess if you like it.
I don't know.
It sounds like people really did order it a lot.
I know. Surprise.
Yes.
Shrimp to
yes.
me is like two yes. and I'm done.
Yeah. Yes. Lots of cholesterol in that.
Really?
Yes. Very high.
Good to know. Yeah,
I prefer a half an avocado for lunch.
You and Charles.
Like King Charles.
The Joker sequel only made $40 million over their opening weekend. Rich Keefe, not a fan. He went to go see it last weekend, did not like it.
Sean, did you see it?
Nope, I have zero intentions of seeing it. I think this movie is an affront to everything that is Batman and the Joker. And I hate it, and I stand against it.
Oh, okay.
Stupid musical. That's what I thought coming right into it.
Yeah.
Stupid.
They took the name of one of the greatest villains of all time, stuck it on a movie that has nothing to do with the actual villain, and just a claim that it did. It's stupid.
Well, did you like the first one?
No. For that very reason.
Yeah.
Well, you know that the villain itself is made up anyway. Like, none of it's
Yes, I understand, Curtis, but, like, you cannot have the Joker without having Batman. Like, that defeats the purpose of the Joker. The literary purpose of the Joker is to just simply be Batman's greatest foil. So if there's no Batman, there's no Joker. It makes no sense.
I see. Okay. If Batman were in it, you would have been into it, though.
Yes, absolutely. But I get very worked up over this. This is my favorite, one of my favorite characters of all time. Uh-huh. It's a big deal.
Well, I thought the first one might have led into that chime where, all right, maybe we didn't see Batman in the first one, but we're kind of creating the Joker character, and then we'll get that in the second one. But then you got is she Harley Quinn?
I don't
supposed to be, and I love Lady Gaga. But this is just this.
No,
is
I think Shime is saying that you've had great Joker characters that are Batman's foil. You don't need to create a Joker. Try to create a Joker character that exists on its own.
And I'm saying I understand what Shime's saying. But if you look at the Penguin that's now on television
before Batman,
there's no Batman in it. But it's actually creating the character of getting backstory. So if you're doing a Joker like the first one.
Yeah, but the Joker can't be created without Batman is the point. Like the one isn't without the other.
But Joker.
Yin and a yang, if you will.
Joker was a guy before Batman, though. Didn't the Joker lead to Batman's
So the
parents?
Joker was a failed comedian known as the Red Hood.
Right.
Who was low, down on his luck, needed money, did a job for the mob, and Batman was chasing him doing the job, and he fell into a vat of acid and eventually becomes a Joker. That's one of the stories that it involves the Joker becoming the Joker. Other stories, they have no idea who the Joker actually is.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Batman didn't. The Joker didn't exist before Batman.
Correct.
No.
In the comics.
No. First Joker movie with Joaquin. Why do I want to keep saying
Phoenix.
River Phoenix, his brother? But was just like the inception of how he becomes the Joker.
But isn't in one of the movies it goes to the beginning of when Batman's parents get killed and there was like
spoiler alert.
There's like a Joker. All the Jokers are out that night.
You're thinking of. I believe what you're thinking of is the Ben Affleck Joker. Where the parents get killed.
Right.
I think that's the one.
When Bruce Wayne's parents get killed, it's by a low level gangster named Joe Chill. It has nothing to do with the Joker. Yeah. The Joker doesn't appear
in none of the movies. The Joker is not a part of it.
I don't believe. You might be talking about one of the very first ones with like Jack Nicholson, right?
I don't know.
She's talking about the one. I believe she's talking about Suicide Squad when it's Will Smith. who jumps on the front of the car or something like that.
Yeah, but Batman already exists at that point.
No, I know that, but I think Courtney's just...
No, I think Courtney's referring to Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, this is the dumbest argument of all time.
I don't even know where I am.
Batman was first.
Yes.
Okay. All right, okay.
A Qantas flight from Australia to Japan, they are in trouble, and they're apologizing because they aired an R-rated movie to the entire plane. Technical issues meant individual movie selection was not available, so after some requests from passengers, the crew chose to play a film for the entire flight. The one they went with was 2023's R-rated movie, Daddy-O. And once the passengers realized that this was not appropriate for the children on board, they did shut it off. But it was too far gone at that point, and people were upset. So they have apologized, saying, you know, it won't happen again.
Yeah, 10,000 miles will cure that problem for those people.
Yes. You will love this last story, as do I. A new study from Science identifies the 7 states that produce the most serial killers.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida. So Florida's, you're going to be, that's going to be yours?
Florida would be mine, yeah.
As your number one?
Florida or maybe Nevada.
Okay.
Nevada's
that's
a good one. I'm going to go. I want to go somewhere like Wyoming, right?
It's my favorite word you say.
Montana.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm going to go somewhere in that region.
I like that idea. I like Oregon.
Yeah.
I feel like in the middle of nowhere.
All right. So Wiggy a little bit off, but Greg Curtis pretty spot on. Number 7, Louisiana.
Oh, that makes sense.
Number 6, Oregon.
Woo!
Number 5, Washington.
All right.
Number 4, California.
Yep.
Number 3, Florida. Number 2, Nevada.
Yeah.
And number 1, Alaska, with 15 serial killers per 1 million residents.
Yeah, I think Alaska makes sense because it's a lonely existence. You have people that are miles away from other neighbors and things. Like, that's a scary
And more trusting.
Place.
Like, I bet you there's more doors unlocked in Alaska.
That's a good point.
California has, of course, wasn't Ted Bundy from California?
Yes.
Did some of his killing there, then some of it in Florida. You had Ed Gein, I believe, tractor salesman was, I think, oh no, he was Midwest. You had, who's the dude? Oh, John Wayne Gacy was California.
Okay.
He was the clown?
He was the clown guy, yes. Mm. So,
Well, I got to tell you, Alaska, I hope Jeremy Swayman is a killer this year.
Hey!
Tag Sports.
Oh, good one.
All right.
Is that the news?
That's the news.
All right.
Killers rejoin.
I got to find out what I'm thinking about with this Batman stuff.
We will be right back.